91X News.
It's minus 7 degrees and snowing at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. Many drivers in southern Ontario can expect a slow and slippery drive to work today thanks to a fresh dusting of snow. It began to fall yesterday, and Environment Canada says some areas received 8 to 10 centimeters of snow as of 4 a.m., with another 5 centimeters expected before the snow tapers off to flurries later today. The Quinte area can expect roughly 15 centimeters of snow by the end of this afternoon. The snow has created slick driving conditions throughout the area, with the OPP reporting more than 10 jackknife trucks overnight along with numerous other collisions. Belleville has had a minor accident on the road between Moira Street and Walbridge Loyalist Road. The Bioscience Department of Loyalist College is selling 3D printed reindeer. Small ones for $5 and big ones for $10. They are being sold in an effort to raise money for a service dog for an autistic child of one of our college's part-time professors. The reindeer are being sold in the bioscience wing of the college. U.S. President Donald Trump is tweeting about today's Alabama Senate election, slamming Democrat Doug Jones and urging voters to send Republican Roy Moore to the Senate. Moore was twice dismissed as state Supreme Court Chief Justice after overlooking federal law, and the 70-year-old is now facing accusations of sexual misconduct with teenage girls when he was in his 30s. Karen Travers reports.
As Alabama voters head to the polls, President Trump continues to criticize Democrat Doug Jones, writing on Twitter that Jones is, quote, pro-abortion, weak on crime, military, and illegal immigration, bad for gun owners and veterans. The president also repeats his claim that Jones would be Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's puppet. But then in the next sentence, he says Republican Roy Moore will, quote, always vote with us. Moore has made it clear if he wins, he's coming to Washington to shake up the Republican establishment and take on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The jury is expected to start contemplating today in the trial of two men accused of killing a young Toronto woman and burning her body. Dylan Millard and Mark Schmidt have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the presumed death of Laura Babcock, whose body has still not been found. The Crown says the pair killed Babcock in July 2012 because she became the odd woman out in a love triangle with Millard and his girlfriend. They say Millard and Smitch planned the murder for months and covered up their crime by burning Babcock's body in an animal incinerator that was later found on Millard's farm near Waterloo. Both Millard and Smitch have said the Crown hasn't proven beyond a reasonable doubt that Babcock is dead. President Donald Trump, pushing back against women accusing him of sexual misconduct, insisted today he's the target of false accusations and fabricated stories of women who I don't know and or have not met. Trump lashed out on Twitter a day after three women who previously accused him of sexual harassment shared their stories on NBC's Megyn Kelly Today. Trump says Democrats have been unable to show any collusion with Russia and are now moving on to these allegations. He adds fake news. He also attacked Senator Kristen Gillibrand, who yesterday said Trump should resign over the allegations. Trump said Gillibrand, who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. Quebec's Richard Wagner will follow Beverly McLaughlin as the next Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada. The 60-year-old Montreal native practiced law for more than 20 years before he was appointed to the bench. Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould says Justice Wagner brings even more to the post.
With all of that experience and his commitment to legal education, to being involved in work internationally, he has the integrity, the wisdom, and the collegial spirit and cooperation that Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Canada needs.
Mark Garneau is getting a strong rebuke from members of the Senate Transport Committee over who is to blame for the delays in approving a bill to create an air passenger bill of rights. The Liberals have been pushing senators to approve the bill by the end of the month, so an air passenger bill of rights could be created early next year. Conservative Senator David Duchuk says the Liberals are wrongfully targeting the upper chamber for holding up the legislation and should instead be placing the blame at their own feet. The legislation would set rules and fines for airlines in situations where a passenger has been bumped from an overbooked flight, suffered lost or damaged luggage, or injured of overly long wait on the tarmac, but only when the carrier is responsible. Atlantic Canada's premiers say their provinces are looking into a common price per gram for marijuana. Nova Scotia Premier Stephen McNeil says details are yet to be worked out as they move ahead to meet Ottawa's July 1st deadline for legislation.
Certainly one of the things that we talked about a great deal was to ensure that we wouldn't end up with the whole cross-border issue we're having in and around alcohol. But we need to there's more work to be done to find out actually what that retail price will be.
While slow progress is being made, the winds aren't changing for Southern California's wildfires yet. The Thomas Fire has been burning in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties for more than a week now and has scorched more than 930 square kilometers, making it the fifth largest in California history. Matt Gutman reports those fires are not just destructive, they are also making it hard to breathe.
Fires like these have been blowing smoke up into the air for several days, and it's been settling down in the valley below. That has created a health risk with all this smoke in the air in three counties, affecting tens of thousands of people, which is why everywhere you go here, you see people wearing these masks. They're even giving them out for free here in Santa Barbara County.
Officials say the Thomas Fire has destroyed nearly 700 homes. That's Kenai News on 91X to 12:07 p.m. Sports is next.
A message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
How do you recycle glass? First of all, if the glass can be refunded at the beer store or LCBO, this is the best way to recycle glass bottles and jugs. For things like jars, residents can place glass items on top of the fibrous blue box. The important thing to remember with glass is that if it is broken, it must go in the garbage, or else it poses a safety risk for our drivers. Glass has to be visible so it can be separated properly instead of getting broken in the truck. Thank you for taking the time to recycle your glass with care.
This has been a message from Quinty Waste Solutions.
Good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. In AHL news, the Belleville Sens have a game tomorrow against the Binghamton Devils at 7. Also this Friday at 7, the Belleville Senators have a game against the Manitoba Moose. In OHL news, the Ottawa 67s take on the Peterborough Petes at the Peterborough Memorial Centre this Thursday just after 7 p.m. On Friday, the Peterborough Petes go up against the Oshawa Generals just after 7:30 in the evening at the Tribute Community Centre. In OJHL news, the Kingston Voyagers have a game against the Markham Royals this Thursday evening at 7. In NHL news, scores from last night include the Winnipeg Jets had a game victory over the Vancouver Canucks with a score of 5-1. The Anaheim Ducks took on the Carolina Hurricanes and won with a score of 3-2. Winnipeg defenseman Josh Morrissey scored his fourth goal of the season as the Jets beat the Canucks 5-1 last night. Morrissey says the Jets defense corps stepped up in the absence of veteran Dustin Byfuglien.
You know, you can't replace him, obviously, and that's not what we're going to try to do as a back end, but we all want to pick up some of those minutes, and everyone's got to just do a little bit more and help collectively as a back end.
In NBA news, here are the scores from last night. The Miami Heat went head-to-head against the Memphis Grizzlies and finished the game with a score of 107-82. Also, the Chicago Bulls went up against the Boston Celtics and had a victory of 108-85. The Rockets overcome a 13-point second-half deficit to beat the Pelicans 130-23 in their 10th straight win. Pelicans forward Etuan Moore says they didn't make enough plays late in the game to beat the Rockets.
We just putting it out there, trying to play hard, you know, but, you know, it did get a little tough, you know, in the fourth quarter for us, you know, the game got real fast, but, you know, we just keep working and hopefully we can pull those kind of games off in the future.
In NFL news, last night the Miami Dolphins took on the New England Patriots and won with a score of 27-20. Tom Brady was intercepted twice by Xavier Howard and was held without a third down conversion Monday night as the Miami Dolphins snapped the New England Patriots 8-game winning streak with a surprising victory. The Dolphins were 11-point underdogs at home, but they kept the Patriots from clinching their 9th consecutive AFC East title, at least for another week. Thousands of fans packed into the Nathan Phillips Square yesterday for a fan rally celebrating Toronto's FC's first ever MLS Cup victory. Toronto beat the Seattle Sounders 2-0 in the championship game at the BMO Field on Saturday. They're the first Canadian team to win the title. Head coach Greg Vanney says the championship was a long time coming.
We started on a mission here a couple years ago with our guys, and everybody behind me joined this because we wanted to do something special for this city. And we had a motto, and that motto was, they'll remember how you make them feel. So I just have one question. How do you feel?
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is snow of about 5 to 10 centimeters. Tonight, periods of snow and local blowing, snow ending overnight of about 2 centimeters. Expect a low of minus 12 this evening. Tomorrow is cloudy with a chance of flurries in the morning with a mix of sun and cloud. At 12:11 p.m., it's minus 7 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. News on 91X is next at 1.